looking as if you're almost out of it physically and mentally, and then within two games sort of managing to switch round to running so quickly. He thought you were cramping at one stage. Was that the case?
No, I wasn't cramping. I didn't call a timeout, medical timeout, because I had no reason to call it. You know, I was just weak physically at that stage. I went through the crisis, physical crisis, in a matter of 20 minutes. And honestly, I didn't feel that too many times in my career, but knowing in the back of my mind that it was a similar situation 2 years ago in the Australian Open Final 2013, where two sets went over 2 hours. It was a similar battle. And then I felt that I had some physical edge over him in that match. And that was in the back of my mind. That was something that was that kept me going. And obviously the importance of the moment in being in the finals of Grand Slam. I didn't want to give up. I tried never to give up. And even though I went through this moment, I believe that I'm going to get that necessary strength, and I'm going to have to earn it, and that's what I did. You know, I started hitting the ball more and covering the court better, shortening the points, and allowed myself to come back to the match.
No, but was it a dehydration issue? Was it an energy issue? Because it seemed to.
No, just
your trainer brought down a couple of bottles.
I don't think. I'm really professional in terms of. Hydrating myself and getting the necessary substance, food, and you know, this energy gels and stuff that that you need during the match. It's just that the length of the rallies and the physicality that we had in the first two sets have taken an energy from me. And it's normal to expect that you can't always be, you know, at your 100%. So you go through some. Particular moments that you can call crisis during the matches like this, and that's what I had in this 15-20 minutes, and after that I felt better.
And is it a lingering result of the virus, the illness you picked up in Doha?
It's hard to say, because that was about 2.5 weeks ago. Maybe it was maybe now it came up, the consequences of that, the consequences of not being able to really get myself 100% fit and ready for this tournament. And I had this practice week here was more of a recovery week, not a practice week. But, you know, as the tournament progressed, I felt better and better. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, the willpower that, you know, that I had on the court today that took me to where I am now.
What was the problem early in the second set when you fell over and you seemed to have a few points where you were struggling with your ankle? Was that?
No. I wasn't. No, it was just again the same reason that I mentioned before. Just the length of the rallies, and this has taken this physical toll on my body.
Given that, Novak, the toll that you talk about and the willpower to overcome that.
There's the baby.
Would you say, given all of that,
think about your question now,
that this eighth Grand Slam tonight is perhaps your biggest achievement to date? I mean, given what you went through on court, what you were able to overcome, win 6-love in the fourth, would you say that this is your greatest achievement on court?
Well, I've had thankfully many great moments on the court and Grand Slams. I think every Grand Slam win is special in its own way. I can't really compare, but you know, this tournament by far has been my most successful tournament in my life, in my career. I enjoy playing here, enjoy coming back. It's Australia's sports nation. They love the Australian Open, another attendance record-breaking year. The tournament sets up a standard for an example for all the other tournaments and Grand Slams. It's just such an enjoyable time to be out here. Andy was saying in the court, you listen to the comments of the other players, they all love this tournament. And that's one of the big reasons for this is the fact that Craig Tiley and all the people from behind the stage and sponsors, of course, all the people who lead this tournament are trying to improve facilities and accommodate players and make them feel good. And also, going back to Australia, Sports Nation, everywhere you go, you know, people are doing sport, they're all fit. So it's kind of a very stimulative environment for sports, and I love my time being here and winning the 8th Grand Slam title and being mentioned in the elite group of legends of our sport is a huge privilege and honor, and I can't say how proud I am, and that's going to serve definitely only as a great deal of inspiration for the rest of my career.
What were the main difference between...
You won 5 now, which is a lot, of course, here, as you mentioned. Would you perhaps trade 1, even 2, for a winning time?
Don't ask me this here, please. No, I strongly believe that everything happens for a reason in life, and I try not to